it's amazing. You go to farmers markets, and there's this guy standing there singing that song at the top of his lungs first thing in the morning. Every week, Cheryl Weiser tells us what's fresh at farmers markets in Western Washington. And today, she's going to get us a little out of our comfort zone into some new farmers markets. But first of all, I understand you have brought your cucumbers last weekend for pickles. Is that right?
That's right. Pickling cucumbers. So I love to do those refrigerator pickles. And they're just, you know, you can still find them at the market, and also garlic as well. So it's good to find ones that are about 3 inches. You know, you don't want any bigger than that. And they have the stems attached, a nice bright green color. And you can do refrigerator pickles. They're really easy to do with garlic. You want to make sure that the bulbs, you know, have the stems attached. And be mindful of the garlic that you buy, because if you get the really super strong garlic, that will, let's just say, really light up your pickles.
Well, and pickling something just adds a whole new thing to it. You can do all kinds of things with pickled vegetables of all sorts.
Absolutely. You can use all kinds of spices, but it's so easy. Anybody can make refrigerator pickles.
Now, a lot of us who go to our nearby farmer's market only go to our nearby farmer's market because it's convenient, becomes a Sunday morning routine. But as you point out, there's over 100, all within not that long a driving distance from us here in Seattle. But why schlep to another farmer's market? Why don't they have the same things everywhere?
Well, it's no. So they don't have the same things everywhere. So you really want to think of, you know, we live, you know, basically we're experiencing different growing seasons and microclimates. So, for example, if you look at Vashon Island, Vashon Island is an island, and that farmer's market, the products that are at that market are grown and produced and raised on island. And so you get to experience, you know, different growing seasons, different kinds of, you know, different climates. And, you know, for a lot of farmers that are small farmers, they, you know, they have smaller operations. They can't, you know, make the drive to Seattle. And we only have 12 farmers markets, I think, in Seattle. So, you know, exponentially, you know, not every farmer, you know, or food artisan or anyone that's, you know, at a farmer's market is going to be able to fit into our market. So we just get exposed to an incredible diversity of agriculture in Washington State, because how things grow in Whatcom County is not how they grow in King County,
sure,
or Snohomish or Pierce.
A potato is not a potato is not a potato. So you might find a different variety
That's right.
A different type of tomato grown at somewhere else only in that farmer's market. Now, you were telling me just before we started that Lake Forest Park has a really cool farmer's market.
Yeah, it's really fun. You know, it's just kind of down the road from Seattle. And what was interesting about that market is that it's great community spirit. And it just, you know, saw vendors there that I don't see in Seattle markets. So, for example, Garden Treasures out of Arlington, which, you know, they're not at any Seattle farmers markets, and also saw some really new Eastern Washington farmers. We saw Heritage Farms, which they're great livestock, you know, local meat. Just so it was really interesting. Just saw a lot of diversity there in terms of new farmers, and it's just a really fun, easy market. And after you shop, then you can go to Third Place Books and
There's a good excuse to go. So Lake Forest Park, Vashon Island. If one wants to branch out and head to maybe a farmer's market they haven't tried out before, where else would you recommend?
Well, I looked at markets that were kind of open on the weekends right now. And so I thought it might be kind of fun to do a Kitsap adventure. And so go over to Kitsap County for a weekend, because there's so much you could do. And you could start off with Bainbridge Island. And so Bainbridge, again, is at their market. They do something similar to that. They're just with Vashon. They're really only doing farmers and artisans that are within the Kitsap County region. And so, you know, very relatively small radius. And so, again, you're really dealing with a marine climate. And then it's very kind of a pristine jewel of a market, whereas Vashon is a little bit more old-timey. And from there, I would also really branch out. I'd go to Polsbo and Bremerton. Bremerton is right, you know, it's on the water. It's at the ferry dock. Both of these are really established markets. They've got great vendors there. And, you know, so you're really going to get the wealth and diversity of folks that are coming from the Kitsap Peninsula, and maybe some, you know, from Jefferson, but I think mainly from Kitsap. And you're also going to get, I think, a nice mix. You know, I'm not a purist when it comes to markets, so I like seeing artisans, you know, folks that are doing really good crafters that are there, because if someone's doing fiber arts or something like that and they're raising the livestock, I think that's really a really cool mix. So that's one adventure.
That's a great tip. I mean, it's going to be a nice hot weekend. Hop on a ferry, go over to Bremerton and check out the farmer's market
there. That's right.
Hey, thanks so much for telling us all about it.
Thanks for having me.
We've been talking about farmers markets with Cheryl Weiser. She's with the Cascade Harvest Coalition, and she joins us every week to talk about what's fresh. This is The Record on KUOW.